Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The presidential political season is upon us in New England. Republican candidates are making their way to New Hampshire town halls and backyard cookouts. With the first in the nation primary less than 40 weeks away, voters there are getting in-person visits from a host of presidential hopefuls. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, they're all struggling to get out from under the shadow of the GOP front-runner, former President Donald Trump.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is the latest to launch a presidential run. He was in New Hampshire last Friday, making what's become a mandatory stop for politicians at the storied Red Arrow Diner in Manchester.
People are good. How are you doing?
We're doing what we got to do, and so...
Then it was off to a meeting with Republican state legislators to tout his record as governor of Florida.
So we just completed the boldest and most far-reaching agenda that we've seen in the modern history of the Republican Party.
DeSantis talked about cutting taxes, supporting school choice, reducing crime. He did not mention signing into law one of the strictest abortion bans in the country, which might not play as well in moderate New Hampshire. But DeSantis, the social warrior, who likes to say Florida is where woke came to die, did talk about legislative efforts to oppose diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, also known as DEI.
So our view is that DEI, really the way it's practiced, stands for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. And that is no part of our program.
Ever since the Florida governor's big re-election victory last year, many Republicans see him as a viable challenger to Trump. In a not-so-veiled swipe at the former president, DeSantis says it's time for the GOP to end the culture of defeat. He embraces many of Trump's hard right positions, but is seen as more disciplined. That convinced some 50 New Hampshire state legislators to endorse him earlier this month, including the House Majority Leader, Jason Osborne.
With that kind of winning mentality and principled leadership at the top of our ticket, I think the Republican Party will be in great shape.
Osborne voted for Trump twice for president, but says many in his party are ready to move on.
I don't want to put my personal opinion on the matter, whether we should or should not have another Trump presidency, but I can read the room and I know it's not going to happen.
DeSantis joins a growing field of Republican hopefuls. They include former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, biotech executive Vivek Ramaswamy, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate who also jumped in this week. But they all face a big challenge, how to catch Trump. Even though the twice-impeached former president faces indictment, multiple investigations, and was found liable for sexual assault by a federal jury, he remains the front-runner by far, according to recent polls. Neil Levesque runs the Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College.
We've seen sort of a seesaw effect with DeSantis. As soon as Trump got indicted, DeSantis started to sink, despite the fact they were spending large amounts of money in mail and on television here in New Hampshire. So, in the background, on everything that happens, Trump is standing right there.
That was especially apparent during a recent visit to New Hampshire by former Vice President Mike Pence, who's moving closer to announcing a White House run.
We need leadership in America today that'll stand up and lead America back to fiscal solvency and reform.
His pitch to voters is essentially return to Trump policies without Trump. Pence won't explicitly criticize his former boss, though he says he's ready to debate him.
I'd welcome the opportunity to bring my ideas forward if I'm a candidate. And I've debated Donald Trump many times, just not with the cameras on.
One more question about your former boss, if I may. Given that a federal jury found him liable for sexual assault, that he's under indictment, that he's facing multiple investigations, should he still be in this race?
I think that's a decision for the American people and for him. Look, it's a free country.
Pence says he doesn't want to be dismissive of charges of sexual abuse, but he stops well short of condemning Trump. It's an awkward dance that most of the GOP candidates are doing, because Trump remains popular with most Republican voters. Among them, Max Ahmad, a businessman from Manchester.
Well, I'm a Trump fan. Living in today's world, it's very hard. The economy, the prices are so high. Normal American people cannot afford that. I want to see America great again.
Ahmad says he appreciated hearing from Pence, but he's sticking with Trump. At this point, early in the race, so are lots of other New Hampshire Republicans. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.